Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with another three, thethirdingredient.com. Sean Wetherington is our guest. Sean is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, senior professor at the Computer Science Department at Butte College in Northern California, author of Beyond Bitcoin, The Future of Digital Currency, which is what we're talking about right now. He created the CloudCoin, which is a cloud-based currency, which means that it's not a blockchain-based currency, which the Bitcoin is, and which Ethereum's currency is Ether, right? Is that right, Sean? Did I say that right?
Yes. Ethereum. So those are all blockchain-based currencies.
All blockchain. Yours is cloud-based, which we'll talk about in a minute. But what we're talking about primarily right now, folks, is the advent of cryptocurrency by platforms. Other cryptocurrencies, even yours, Sean, were not developed and launched by people who have a platform, an ecosystem, a marketplace. You know, mm-hmm. Facebook has its own 3 billion person marketplace. Amazon has who knows how many billions of customers, and these are all over the world. Google have eBay. They have their own ecosystem marketplace, inside of which a cryptocurrency can bounce around and you can trade it and use it. And this is the first time with Facebook's Libra. This is the first time, to my knowledge, Sean, that an ecosystem platform has launched its own cryptocurrency. What do you think?
You're right, and it's launched it in a big way. And Facebook has the ability to monitor every transaction that happens. Of course, they say that they won't do that, but they actually own the software and control the company that creates the software. And they've been known to say they won't spy on people, and they turn around and do that. But
they do look
at every single transaction that everybody's doing, and they can see who's got what money and what they're spending it on.
But they brought their partners in. They brought these partners in, Visa and MasterCard, I don't know who else, a bunch of other banks. And why would those banks put in this money to start it up? And I was reading an article about this. Someone, I'm trying to remember who did this. It was a very smart way of explaining it. And I apologize for not knowing the person who wrote this, but I will tell you what they said. They said if a certain number of people simply park their money, only like $5, mm-hmm. if a discounted number of Facebook's users just parked $5 of the Libra somewhere, well, that turns out to be their $10 million investment got them $500 million in deposits, in money that they get to use. And that's a heck of an investment, isn't it? So that's why Visa and MasterCard are interested in this, isn't it?
Absolutely. Because, number one, they can see that their businesses are under threat because of digital currency. And so if you can't beat them, join them. And that's what they're doing. There's going to be a huge amount of money that is going to be traded for their digital currency. They can then take that, invest that, and the interest is going to make them insane profits.
Yeah, that's right. So now let's move over and talk about the disruption that this could have for global stability. I'm really concerned about the rise of cryptocurrency by these platforms, which, look, if Facebook's Libra takes off, if Amazon creates one, if Google creates one, and then they start what's the word I'm trying to use? They start accepting each other's currency. There's a term for that. I can't remember. But cross-optimization or something like that. If they start accepting each other's currency, that's three or four huge platforms, ecosystem platforms, that are accepting each other's currency. Every nickel, Sean, that is put into a cryptocurrency, that's a nickel that is not of a U.S. currency being used. And every nickel that happens like that is a nickel of eroding of the strength of the United States government. The dollar is the strongest weapon and the strongest lever that the president and the government has. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
You're absolutely right. I mean, these companies are actually bigger than countries. And so they together would have more power than the International Monetary Fund. And we know that the International Monetary Fund already pushes countries around. So you could imagine that these companies would be able to push nations around. As far as the United States dollar, I've actually talked to the Federal Reserve people, and it's just not their mission to create digital currencies, mm-hmm. although I think that they should make it. Because they've got to compete with these digital currencies. If they don't compete, these digital currencies are going to win because these are very convenient to use. That they allow people to buy and sell all mm-hmm. over the world without the same kind of fees and problems that you have.
And buckle up, folks, for when the younger generations have access to cryptocurrency, it will be so much in their nature to move in that direction. This kind of a disruption could happen almost overnight. I think that the more it's available, the more cryptocurrencies are available and the more they become ubiquitous, Sean, I believe that the transition, the morphing from fiat money to crypto will take our breath away. Buckle up for that, folks. The younger generation will really take to this. Tintail, right back with Sean Worthington. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.